Well, hello, good morning, good afternoon, or good night, wherever you are at. So my voice is starting to come back. It's still a little scratchy, but I don't feel bad. I just sound bad, so I actually feel great. Like, God is so good, and that's why I'm going to talk today. Like, I just need to share, you know. I can't stop smiling. It's like today. Okay, happy Friday too. God poured in your cup, right? But today, it was like a bucket. I mean, it was just. And I shared with a girl, and you see it on her face. And she's Muslim. And I work with her, but you can, like, they paint their fingers, right? When they want the boyfriend to know that they're ready to get married. Well, he's not ready to get married, but you can see she is really sad. And today she said her heart's broken. She's having a problem with her heart. And I told her, and I'm like, you know, and I had been sharing with her some things. But I said, I told her, look, this is what I've been trying to tell you. Like, when I say pizza, you think of a piece of pizza. It's how it works. So, your words control your thinking, right? And I said, your mind is connected to your heart, which is what she just said was broken. And I'm like, do you see? And you seen the light bulb, like, click. And, like, throughout the night, because I had been sharing with her some about what I've been going through. What God saved my life and the scriptures and the Bible reading and all that, you know. But she got it. You could see it. And throughout the night, I would randomly catch her. Because she's Muslim, so she believes in God. They're just the Quran and whatever they're, you know, I don't know. It's not, you know, it's, I don't know. I don't want to comment. She's good. They're good people. And I randomly would catch her smiling. I would look over and she would just be smiling. And then she'd look at me, she's smiling bigger, and she'd point at her, like, her head. And it was like, she was thinking, like, positive, you know, God, something got good. She was thinking all things heavenly, right? And you want to talk about it filling my cup. And, like, God healing, like, it's like he's healing me. In those moments, you know, when you've been hurt by so many people and you allow, you know, the trust to be, it's just demolished, you know. And so then God has to fix that kind of stuff. And you know, these moments, I feel like it's him doing that for me. Because, you know, like, the willingness to help somebody is 100% always. If somebody needs something, I'll help. No problem. If they ask and they need it, it's theirs. I help. But that desire and drive to go out there and look for people that need help or try to help, you know, go. I mean, those types of things I feel like God's working on through these types of moments. To heal me, to make me know, like, to realize and to learn, like, why I was born to do that, whatever that was with her, that's what I was born to do, period. I don't care. Whatever that was with her is what I'm meant to do. It was the most amazing feeling. I don't even know how to explain it. I couldn't quit smiling. I still can't. You know, it's like there are people you don't really like when you. For me, it's like giving someone a little piece of my heart. Because when God answered that prayer when I was 18, and I knew He was real. And so then I didn't care, you know, I didn't hang myself like my aunt. I said prayers like, you know, why am I going through this? What's my purpose? I know you're real. For 20 years, I talked to God, you know. That's what, I mean, I thought everybody did. I didn't know it wasn't, like, cool and, like, or I didn't know it wasn't, like, so I thought everybody believed and knew and that you could just talk to them and answer, I mean, you know. And so, it was that love that when He showed up 2 years ago that caused me to focus and, you know, read and learn and just keep walking, you know. And so it's that love that caused, you know, the faith, so it literally, to me, it's like just like giving somebody a little bit of my heart, you know. But it's really this like key to living joy and happiness versus sadness and depression, you know, spiritual enlightenment, whatever you call it. Don't bother me. Just live. You know, enjoy. It was an amazing experience. I don't even know what to say about it, really. I smile thinking about it. It's like another thing I get, too. Like, people don't realize I get it, too, you know. It's like that's another memory that I get to think of all things heavenly, you know. I get all of those little moments now. And it's like, like, it's the most amazing feeling. When you know they need it and they get it and it connects, and she's Muslim and she's receiving what I learned from the Christian Bible and she knows it. You know, I've told her, I've been very clear, this is from God, the Bible and Jesus and what it teaches and what it, you know, so she knows. And for her to like, And then I called her twice, 2-3 times, just smiling like she ain't never smiled, like she didn't smile that much in a week. So, we'll see. I hope y'all are having a fantastic day. I had the most fantastic, greatest day. It was just amazing. So, all right, well, you guys have a wonderful evening or day, wherever you're at. Bye.